cleanup is still going on after the largest inland oil spill in North America. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's been 4 years since the Enbridge pipeline broke. More than 1 million gallons of tar sands oil have been cleaned up from Talmadge Creek and the Kalamazoo River. This summer, crews are dredging areas of Morrow Lake. Steve Hamilton is a professor of ecosystem ecology at the Kellogg Biological Station at Michigan State University. He's also served as an independent scientific advisor to the Environmental Protection Agency throughout the cleanup. Thanks for talking with me.
You're welcome.
A few years ago, right in the heart of the cleanup, an EPA official said that they were writing the book on how to clean up tar sands oil from the bottom of a river. What have we learned about cleaning up this kind of oil?
Well, we've learned a lot. First, before it even got to the bottom, we learned that in the first year, it stuck to surfaces of plants and debris, and that made a tarry mess that largely had to be manually removed. So that was hard enough, but the submerged oil, the oil that sank in the river system, is the reason that the cleanup has dragged on until now, because it's so incredibly difficult to remove submerged oil from a complex river extending over nearly 40 miles.
What kind of lasting impacts do you think there could be to the area?
That's a tough question. We talk about that a lot. The river is a very resilient ecosystem, and when I say the river, I also mean the floodplain, which did receive a lot of the oil. It's adapted to disturbance by flooding and has been disturbed by human activity in the past. So the vegetation is almost already coming back to normal. Whether there will be some residual toxic effects from the oil, because we can't get it all out in the soils and in the sediments, we don't know the answer to that. It needs more study.
So because there hasn't been a spill like this, and because this kind of oil sticks around and gets on to the into the bottom of the river and is harder to remove, is it possible that, you know, we're going to keep finding oil for a long, long time?
Yes, it's likely, although hopefully it'll be smaller and smaller amounts. But I wouldn't rule out the possibility of somebody stumbling across a concentrated hot spot somewhere on the floodplain that was overlooked because the oil settled down as sort of like tar patties, you could imagine, thick floating masses that then when the water went down, it fell down into the deep underbrush in the floodplain. And so it's entirely possible that something will be discovered.
Are there any risks from leaving it in the environment?
That's the big question for this system. I can't say. If you look at the scientific literature, you can find plenty of evidence for long-lasting effects. And one that's been studied a lot is the Exxon Valdez spill up in the Alaska marine area. And in that case, the oil has persisted in beaches and in sediments for a very long time, and toxic effects have been detected. Now, it's a different kind of oil, and it's a colder environment and also marine, so you can't say for sure, but it's possible.
Enbridge says that they're in the final stages of cleanup, and we might see the heavier work being wrapped up soon. When do you expect the cleanup to be declared over?
Well, there could always be some kind of polishing going on as, you know, more sheen or more oil is discovered in the future. But I think the heavy-duty cleanup will be over this summer by all indications, and I hope it will.
Steve Hamilton is a professor at the Kellogg Biological Station at Michigan State University, and he served as an independent scientific advisor to the EPA throughout the oil spill cleanup. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.